This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Progressive groups are criticizing Governor Jared Polis for questioning whether state funding should be allowed for abortion. Colorado's Constitution currently bans public funding, but abortion rights groups want to change that by putting it to voters through a ballot initiative. Polis has long said he supports abortion rights, but told CPR he has concerns about what that would mean for the cost of insurance for state workers. The groups also criticized the governor for not committing to support adding language to protect abortion in the state constitution. A man who shot at a Jeep headed toward a crowd of protesters in 2020 has been sentenced to 4 months in jail and 5 years probation. Samuel Young shot at the oncoming Jeep but hit two fellow demonstrators instead. The driver of the Jeep was not charged. The state Supreme Court has ruled in favor of lowering a woman's medical bill by more than $300,000. Lisa French expected to pay a Westminster hospital just over $1,300 for two back surgeries. Instead, her bill was nearly $304,000. The court said contracts for the surgeries failed to disclose a secret list of hospital prices. A cold snap is coming to Colorado, which could threaten newly planted crops and garden vegetables. Fatima Imad runs frontline farming. She says gardeners should protect plants that are vulnerable to frost.
Plants don't really survive in that. Things like tomatoes and like peppers and eggplants.
Along with possibly freezing temperatures, areas above 7,000 feet could see up to 18 inches of snow. Metro Denver and the Front Range can expect rain and snow through tomorrow and Saturday. Western Colorado could see some rain tomorrow. For today, it's sunny and warm. Metro highs near 90. Grand Junction near 90 this afternoon. In Vail, highs close to 70 with that mountain snow for the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.